from the mob. You know, I said, don't piss off the mob, man. You better be on the right side of the law. These folks are not on the right side of the law. They want to crack people's heads. I tell you, there's a lot more of us out here. It's just a simple numbers game when the shit hits the fan. I've been in situations like that. Numbers fucking matter. Yeah, you can have all the toys, all your little toys, and your tear gas canisters, and tear gas grenade launchers and stuff like that. You can have that stuff. The numbers fucking matter. You don't want to be in that situation from a law enforcement standpoint. I thought tactically those guys made a blunder. The police not completely retreating or waiting for backup, because when they came out with the tear gas, I said, they are undermanned. If they get bum rushed by this crowd, it's going to be a problem. And some of those cops, I don't know where they got these guys. A couple of them look like Fauci. Doesn't look very promising for those guys. But you know what we've talked about, this you have to be on the right side out here, and you heard that in the video too in Las Vegas. Whose side are you on? It's time to pick a fucking side. You're on the wrong side. You gotta walk the fucking line out here. Try to warn these cops and folks in law enforcement, you better be on the right side. I've seen it happen. You know, when thousands converge on a situation, it can get out of hand fast. And, you know, where I come from and the cops I know, they want to make it home to their families and stuff. And they don't want anything to get in the way of that. So maybe don't listen to assholes who put you in bad situations like that. There's folks around protesting. That could have hurt anybody. Unless you provoke them. And you saw those cops? They ran, man. They were. Those were construction workers. You know, we've seen video of old women getting maced and hogtied by the police in Australia in recent days. But not so much luck with the with the construction workers. If you're on the job in law enforcement, you better figure out what side you're going to be on. Thousands converged on Melbourne for the second consecutive day on Tuesday, with shocking footage capturing dozens moving onto the Westgate Freeway into the path of cars. Traffic on the freeway, which is the busiest stretch of highway in the entire country, was forced to a standstill in both directions. Police tried to disperse the crowd without any success. Footage circulating on social media showed protesters tossing glass bottles and flares toward police, while some approached officers with their hands up, chanting, "You serve us, you serve us." A number of protesters were heard shouting, "This is our bridge." The police responded by developing strategy to deploy tear gas and firing off rubber bullets. They were filmed telling protesters to move on via loudspeaker around the area. In response, a huge chorus of men could be heard shouting every day in response, implying they would show up every day until their demands were met. The problem is, from a strategy standpoint for law enforcement, those numbers could swell. And there's only so many folks in law enforcement that can counter. That's what I'm saying. Don't let these tyrants push you into a bad situation. You want to make it home to your families, man. Do the right thing. Little blue flu. Don't go to work that day. Maybe a lot of people didn't, because when I looked at the backup there, they didn't have a lot of people. Careful, man. I'm just telling you, be careful. I know there's a lot of folks listening down under. These guys aren't asking for much. They're just asking for some fucking freedom. Give them some respect. Goes a long way. If you keep cracking them upside the head, bad recipe, folks. The hair of the dog, so to speak. Organizers of the event, who mostly relied on the messaging app Telegram, said the Victorian Workers' Rally for Freedom, and promised the rallies would continue until victory had been won. Bring your friends and your family in support. Wear work gear. Bring food and drinks. They instructed attendees. It's always good to have snacks at the riot, I found. You know, just a better rioter when you're not rioting hungry. It's like a Snickers commercial. Everywhere, mounted police were filmed in the city as an announcement telling protesters to move on, played over a speaker. Got trouble down under, folks. You know what, though? These guys made their bed. It's going to continue. Read your world history. This isn't fucking rocket science. It happens all over the place. Go back and watch that video. I mean, that's just the beginning. Now, what will happen is they'll counter with more cops. They'll say, we're not going to let these cops get in that situation again. You know what, though? It's funny. Historically, I have to tell you, the cops, they always make the wrong decision. They always... It's got to be some kind of character flaw where they back these tyrants. So, yeah, okay, we'll go crack heads of people who just want to have freedom. We'll go beat the shit out of them. And then they act surprised when they get pushback. Law enforcement folks, go to your local library and read world history and understand. Do yourself a favor and understand your history. Then if you want to go back in the street, crackheads, at least you accept the responsibility for how things have worked out for thousands of years. Where the sentinels of tyrants and despots. It's often not kind. And I've said it before. You think these guys you're answering to, whether it's a mayor or a governor or a president in terms of military, you think they're going to have your back when the shit hits the fan? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ask the people in Afghanistan. Ask the 13 servicemen and women who were blown up in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan when the government had the intelligence, when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, where it was going to happen. And then ask the same Americans who are stranded over there, literally in a hostage situation. Ask them if their government overlords have their back. They'll run away from you so fast. They don't. You're not part of the haves, by the way. You're potted plants and furniture just like us. Just like us. That's how they see you. You're expendable. You can be replaced by a button, etc. So don't think that you're earning your stripes to the big club, so to speak. It's not going to happen. They see you as cargo, livestock, and cattle, just like us. Bruce! We got to go with little Bruce because we're going to be talking about jungle land. Your food supply might become jungle land. A vaccine infested, an mRNA vaccine infested jungle land. So why not throw a little Bruce in there? He's Mr. Vaccine. And we're talking about jungle and plants. What the hell? We'll play some Bruce. And we'll go down by the boardwalk and we'll play some Bruce. Yeah. Everybody got their vaccine out there, huh? Everybody been good and got their vaccine. Well, not many. You guys in trouble out there.
The Rangers at a homecoming.
Yeah, Fauci at a homecoming at the NIH. Scientists are studying turning plants into mRNA vaccine factories. Editors have written a note, the Young Bucks, can they sneak these vaccines into everyday foods?
Yeah. Put the vaccine in the food. Make it a human jungle land, Bruce.
Scientists at the University of California, Riverside, are studying how to turn plants into mRNA vaccine factories, the school announced. National Science Foundation, which is partly funded by the federal government and created by Congress in 1950, awarded the school upwards of $1 million grant. The goal of the study is to find a way to grow edible plants that carry the same medication as an mRNA vaccine. Thank God. They don't work through injection, so, hey, let's make them plants.
Would you like a... How would you like your burger, sir? Rare? What are you, an aristocrat? Would you like a mRNA lettuce on there? And condiments, please. Free of charge, of course. But please pay in advance in case you pass out in your plate and you welch on your check, you vagabond.
National Science Foundation. If my memory serves me correctly, they also... paid some money to Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance for research in China, the Wuhan lab. But, you know, I don't want to point fingers or anything like that.
Ideally, a single plant would produce enough mRNA to vaccinate a single person, Juan Pablo Gerardo said in a statement.
He's an associate professor at the Department of Botany and Plant Sciences, and he's leading the research. The study will be reportedly done in Fauci's basement.
We're testing this approach with spinach and lettuce and a long-term goal so people growing it in their own garden. Farmers could eventually grow entire fields of it.
Oh, you mean like Bill Gates with all the farms he bought up?
Very intriguing.
It's called thinking outside the box, right? Because does Bill Gates look like a fucking farmer to you? The project overall has three goals, showing that DNA containing the mRNA vaccine can be successfully delivered into the part of the plant cells where it will be replicated. Aren't they doing that to you? It's not funny, really, in a way. Second goal, demonstrating that plants can produce enough mRNA to rival a traditional shot. Three, determining the right dosage. Well, they haven't still determined that. In liquid form. So, what the hell? Turning mRNA vaccines into edible plants is one solution to the challenge of always keeping mRNA vaccines cold during transport.
Yes, we must find a solution. We are losing pennies on the dollar of our profit.
Plant-based mRNA vaccines would be ideally stored at room temperature. Oh, they have it all figured out, don't they? Bill Gates is going to be he's moving to Montana soon, Frank Zappa style. He's going to become a dental floss tycoon right after he becomes an mRNA farmer tycoon. Officials said the key to making edible mRNA vaccines and chloroplasts, a small organ in plant cells that convert sunlight into energy the plant can use. They're tiny solar-powered factories that produce sugar and other molecules which allow the plant to grow.
They're also an untapped source for making desirable molecules.
I told you these geeks were out of control. It's not bad enough that they're fucking up human beings. Now they have to fuck up the ecosystem and plants.
Is this part of the... This isn't very green, my good man.
Folks, these nanotechnologies, these engineered nanotechnologies, whether it's in the bloodstream or whether it's botanical, we warned you guys about this. We were called maniacs. Now it is a fucking jungle land. And look at all these Chinese concerns. Corporate conglomerates, along with Mr. Gates and other scumbags, scooping up thousands of acres of farmland. And you have to wonder what their plans are for the future.
Oh, these upstarts. Where is my pipe? These upstarts. We can't get them to take the jabs, but we'll put this on their hamburgers, these slobs. We'll get them. We'll teach them who they're messing with. Our idea is to repurpose naturally occurring nanoparticles, namely plant viruses, for gene delivery to plants. Some engineering goes into this to make the nanoparticles go to the chloroplast and also to render them non-infectious toward the plants. The college is also leading a related project using nanomaterials to deliver nitrogen, a fertilizer, directly to chloroplast where plants need it most. That's a $2 million program. So let's have a brother or sister program that pumps steroids into these things. We can really pump these things up. I mean, hell, there's mRNA, but we can make it look like Schwarzenegger.
I'm very excited about this research, Geraldo said. I think it could have a huge impact on people's lives.
Yeah, I'm sure it could. If they live to tell about it. Shots echo down. Congratulations, folks. Now we're living in jungle land. No wonder Bruce is giving vaccine only concerts. Pulls away.
Where's the girl sets out the bedroom light? Outside the streets on fire and a real death waltz between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the thick of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Tonight in Fauci and Gates' wonderland.
You can't even. Yikes. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. That is fucking disturbing, to say the least. Let's go to the next one. Buddy Guy, Too Broke to Spend the Night. That's, I like that song. That's where we're all going to be. Well, perhaps after reading this, you'll understand how broken, and listening to this, after we touch on this story a little bit, I'm going to play that Hotwire segment of a Hotwire episode, however you want to describe it. So you might understand that we're too morally broke to spend the night, but Buddy Guy says he's too broke to spend the night. He used to say, growing up, we're so poor we can't even pay attention. In school, the teachers didn't like that. What is the matter with you? Why can't you pay attention? I'm so poor, sister, we can't pay attention. Smack, crusted head. The nuns never liked the good one-liners. Although, it didn't stop us from firing them at them. Well, we tried to warn people, and I think we did a good job of warning people, and I think that's the job of a journalist, is to tell people when they're in peril or they face danger, and to spread the word and doing the best we can. In a field that's littered with mines and trapdoors and scoundrels and scumbags and rats, gutter snipes, vagrants, varmints, vagabonds, dickweeds, etc. A COVID vaccine may not be safe for pregnant women and pregnant women. New England Journal of Medicine finally admits. Now, they came out in June of this year and they said quite the opposite in a big study. And we had some folks grab this and and provided to us, and we corroborated it, and you'll hear more about that in the Hot Wire segment I'll throw in addition to this. But the New England Journal of Medicine is backtracking here, but they're not backtracking enough, of course. They still seem to have pulled the wool over many people's eyes. But we'll throw it at you anyhow. The renowned New England Journal of Medicine has finally backtracked and admitted that the COVID-19 vaccine may not be safe for pregnant women. Medical Journal issued a correction after a study found that 104 of 827 pregnant participants experienced a spontaneous abortion, also known as a miscarriage, after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This means that after getting the vaccine, around 1 in 8 women lost their babies. They needed to print a correction that was not accurate. It was actually higher, but they didn't go, and they did not go far enough here, folks. They did not go far enough. Of course, we've told our folks many times these medical journals are just a vehicle for big pharma to launder intelligence to back up their products, etc. It's all one big fucking scheme. The doctors are paid. Many times they don't even write the articles. They just put their name on it. They're paid handsomely for it. It's a scam in many cases. I mean, look at how many times these medical journals have been wrong in the last 18 months. You couldn't count that high. You'd be too broke to spend the night trying to count that high. But I'll tell you what. What we uncovered in regards to this, we knew it was a scam. It was tipped off to us in late June, early August, and we aired this. Well, what is it now? It's going on October, so it's July. Actually, we aired it in early July, so it's July, August, September, October. Coming up on 3-4 months. And you have to wonder, you know, the New England Journal of Medicine is walking this back now, backtracking. What about telling people it was safe for the last 4 months? How many women? God help these people. How many women lost babies? I mean, yeah, we saw it coming. So what we did is we released it on Hotwire, and then we released it to all of our folks on the pain.tv community. So they can, and I mean, you'll hear me say, if you know somebody who's pregnant, man, give them this episode, man, to know what the fuck is going on. At least investigate for your own intelligence, right? It's really something else. We've been let down by so many people, and so-called trusted sources they're not trusted anymore, as far as I'm concerned. You're lucky you're still standing, like Elton John, after trusting these people that are in the tank. And so now that this is out, we'll play that portion of the of Hotwire, and then we'll come back. You should tell folks who are planning a family, or currently carrying, expecting, etc., a child. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Even though you're not paying for the jabs, it's another red flag, red siren in my book, but anyhow. Be smart, do your homework. You know, this comes on the tail end of, in May, we released this in early, I think the first couple days, it was right after July 4th, we did this episode, and we, in May, 2 months prior, I think it was the first week of May, May 2nd, somewhere around there, if my memory serves me correctly, we did an episode on Pfizer literally saying, and I touch on it in the upcoming segment, Pfizer's white paper, mRNA, etc., literally saying that they didn't think that the jab was safe for pregnant women. Did the FDA know about this? Probably. I mean, and they just, okay, there you go. Emergency use authorization. Don't worry about pregnant women. Don't worry about miscarriages. We don't care. It's obvious that they don't care. I mean, they say they do, but we know that that's bullshit. But so this July hot wire came on the heels of a May hot wire where we said, hey, fucking be careful. It's in their own literature. Pfizer's own words. We did a slide presentation that was much more interesting than perhaps your slide presentation of the Grand Canyon as far as information-wise, intelligence-wise, and we laid out exactly in Pfizer's white paper where they said they were worried about pregnant women just being exposed to somebody who had the jabs, even if the pregnant women didn't get the jabs themselves. Now, you don't think at that time that Pfizer knew that you could transfer this jab to other people? You know, the CDC, Fauci, and all these guys say, no, that's not possible. That's a conspiracy theory. There's no shedding. Okay, there's no shedding, but there's transferring. If you want to play semantics with people's lives, you know, congratulations. I guess that's why you go into the medical public health portion of the government as a medical professional. If you want to work in the ghetto. But I'll tell you what. We told folks straight away. There's danger. And if Pfizer in their white paper was talking about that you could transfer this, that women could catch this without even being vaccinated, etc. They gave an example. We talked about it in the white paper. They said, we're worried that a woman at home, it's a little sexist, right? Barefoot pregnant woman at home, the husband would come home. And if the husband was unvaccinated as well as the barefoot pregnant woman at home, so to speak, of course, I'm paraphrasing and poking fun at them. But if the individual, the male, was at work all day with hanging out different parts of the day with his vaccinated friends, were worried about the woman at home, the husband who's likewise unvaccinated, that would be able to transfer something from his workplace through the husband to the pregnant woman. Now, does that sound like Pfizer didn't know that there was a you could transfer this? Of course they did. That means the FDA knew it as well. It's in the fucking paperwork. Anyway, the New England Journal of Medicine is still, I think, being disingenuous based on our intelligence. Their numbers are grossly underreported, and their research was flawed. Let's go to the videotape or the audio tape, wherever you're listening. And we go to early July. We take a step back in Payne's time machine. And now we're in almost in October, and the story has broken. And now you'll hear me say in the segment, eventually this is going to come out. Let's go to the audio tape. See you on the other side.